This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, hello there, folks. Happy holidays to you. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today. Here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt, our regular co-host. Glad to talk to you guys today. Hey, did you have a nice Christmas, Leo? How'd your Christmas go?
It went a ho-ho-ho. I'm doing really well. I mean, I got to repair the chimney now, but it's okay.
Either you or Santa had a hard time getting down, right?
Yeah, I think it was both of us.
Ronna, how about your Christmas?
Great Christmas. Great Christmas. Not a lot of Christmas weather, but in the South, but nice Christmas.
Yeah, looking down here this way, to give you some idea, you know, we're going around short sleeve shirts today versus our friends and kids and relatives that I have, and I know you guys do too, all over the country, where lots of snow in certain parts of this country. But whatever it is, I hope you adapted and had a good Christmas holiday and getting ready for New Year's. Leo, you got a big, you're having a huge party with everybody and all the listeners invited, aren't you, Leo, for New Year's Eve?
Yes, they are. And here's their address. It's Jim Brown at. Yes, no, we have slept in the New Year so many of the last recent years. I can't tell you the last time that I really partied hard for New Year's.
How about you, Ronna? What's your plans?
I actually am having a party that all of our listeners are invited to.
As a cover charge.
Helped put together 6 years ago a New Year's Eve celebration for our capital city in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, which is French for red stick. So we drop a 10-foot tall LED lighted red stick in Town Square and have a big party around it. And this year we're having a pretty exciting laser light show throughout the night. So, yes, I would encourage everybody to consider New Year's Eve in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, New Year's is special. I like New Year's Eve. It's kind of the new beginning. Gives you a chance to make New Year's resolutions that probably you're going to let go and not follow, but at least you do a little soul searching. And I'm going to be with New Year's with some family members over on the Gulf Coast for our Mississippi listeners in Biloxi, Mississippi, is where I'm going to be for New Year's. And I was thinking, I wrote a column this week, you can find it at radiocommonsense.com, that I just posted this morning talking about remembering my New Year's Eves. And, you know, for about 15 years, I guess, I spent New Year's on an island in the middle of the Mississippi River with my three daughters and my wife, and our only other guest that joined us was the Bishop of Louisiana, Bishop Charles Greco, a wonderful Catholic bishop before he passed away, and he loved to get away and hunt. And I'm not Catholic. My kids were, and my wife then was. But the bishop would get up on New Year's morning, about 5:30 in the morning. We'd all get up, and he would give a full mass for the five of us. And then I'd take him out hunting. He liked to go sit on a deer stand, never shot a thing, but just loved to get out there. So that was my New Year's on a number of occasions. And now I've kind of got a little older and settled down in our area along the Gulf Coast to celebrate in a number of ways. So
well, New Year's Eve was my dad's birthday, so growing up, we always had a party of some kind, fireworks and all the whole thing to celebrate. It is a time to look past at the year behind and look forward to a better one, hopefully.
Looking at Christmas, reviewing Christmas, I thought this was interesting. The Wall Street Journal did an end-of-the-year review, and they talked about Christmas. And they said that, you know, Christmas was not the high-profile, commercialized, massive flow that we have where the Christmas music goes for 45 days before Christmas. And that really it was interesting that producers out of Hollywood made a number of Christmas music, Christmas films that really got people into the Christmas spirit, if you will. Of course, the Christmas Carol, Dickens' Carol, is one that we know so much of. But there's a whole list of Christmas movies. We remember guys Trading Places, a Charlie Brown Christmas, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, A Mall of the Night Visitors, Holiday Affair, and just on and on about the Broadway stars that pushed holiday movies. And remember Die Hard, that violent movie Die Hard? It was done during the Christmas season. And so all those movies emphasize...
Well, nothing like says Christmas like Die Hard.
And interesting that the producers who put these films together and actually set out to really make Christmas a bigger affair were Jewish producers in Hollywood.
Yeah, Leo B. Mayer being the main one.
That's right, very much so. And so interesting of how Christmas has always been special for families, but it's blown up and turned this massive commercial affair with all the television spectacles and everything. And the reason being that the producers pushed all these Christmas movies, which is wonderful. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying it's interesting how Christmas has become so consumer-oriented and so big an event, and it wasn't always that way.
It's just really too big. That is one thing I did take away from this Christmas, is that my grandkids loved them to death. They had a great time, but they were in major overload. It was just too much stuff. I mean, you couldn't see everything for all the paper.
Well, it's also a special time of year for Christians, and I went to the Catholic Church on two different masses over that period of time. And interesting, boys, the churches are just packed on Christmas. Christmas and Easter are the big times to go to church, I guess. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the problems of the Catholic Church a little later on. One more thing I thought was interesting: General James Mathis, who just has been terminated and actually resigned, he gave his resignation in as Secretary of Defense. There's a great story I read about General Mathis when he was living at Quantico, Virginia. He was not head of the whole base. He just was stationed there because his command was most of the United States. And so one Christmas, the general who was over the Quantico big naval base, his wife made some cookies, and he felt sorry for the couple of fellows that were on duty. You got to have a couple of duty officers there in a military base 24 hours a day. So the general who was in charge, General Curlick, Charles Curlick, he drives up to the post, and there is one private there. And he said, "Private, at the gate." And he says, "Who is the officer on duty?" Usually it's a second lieutenant, some officer of a smaller rank. And he said, "Well, it's General Mathis." And he said, no, I know he lives here. Who is the officer on duty on Christmas Day?" He said, "Sir, it's General Mathis." Well, General Curlick didn't believe him, and there's two beds they have to sleep in the night, at night. So he says, "Walk in here." He says, "Who slept in that bed last night?" "General Mathis did." And he asked Mathis for an explanation. He said, "Well, the duty officer was a second lieutenant who had three kids. It was Christmas." He says, "I'm a bachelor. And so I just decided to take his place and let him go to be there with his family." Isn't that an interesting story? Here's the guy over the military, over the whole United States.
Yep, that's a great story.
For our troops, over all the Marines. And he says, "No, let me be the duty officer today." And didn't make a big deal about it. And this happened like 12 years ago, which is something that I think that General Kubin finally told people.
I think that's why they always refer to him as a soldier, that he did put his men and women and military ahead of everything.
I don't know if you read his letter. As I understand it, Trump took his resignation, and then about a few days later, Trump, the president, saw the letter that Mathis wrote. It was kind of a blistering challenge to why we're in Iraq and why we're in Afghanistan and the mistakes of Syria. And it was pretty biting, apparently. And so then the president, in his biting way, said, "Well, okay, you said you were going to step down in February. Why don't you go ahead and step down right now?" He just couldn't take the criticism. So anyway, that's a great loss, I think.
I did read it. It was strong. I think everyone should read it.
I'm a big admirer of Mathis, and he will not be disappearing from the scene. You know, we'll be hearing a lot more from him in some capacity. So, hey, we're here on the Common Sense Show, our New Year's show. Glad you're listening with us today. Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Greger are both here with me. You can find out all about them and the many best-selling books books they've written by going to our website at radiocommonsense.com. Also, you can see my new column about my special New Year's thoughts and wishes to all of you folks, all you listeners. Again, radiocommonsense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ron Gray on our New Year's show. Glad to have you with us today. Some real sad news coming out of Nashville, Leo and Ronna. Waylon Jennings, the wonderful country singer, he's a music legend, he's being banned from several country radio stations. You aware of that?
No.
Waylon Jennings has been banned.
What is happening?
They're removing all songs performed by the one-time country music legend. This is out of Fox News 68 up in Nashville. After being bombarded by email from two human rights groups, there's apparently a National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, NAAFA, and also the statewide suicide prevention group in Tennessee. And what they're saying is, Leo, listen to this. The lyrics to Look at Bach, Texas are the issue of these two groups. They're saying it's fat shaming. It's fat shaming is what they're doing, and also leads people to get depressed and even commit suicide. Because the lyrics are saying, Waylon Jennings sings, in Luckenbach, Texas, there are only two things in life that make it worth living: guitars that are tuned good and firm feeling women. That's in Luckenbach, Texas. This has kind of been a classic. Well, the what the group is saying, Jennings is telling people he'd rather die than touch a woman that isn't firm, and then shame on Waylon Jennings for doing that. And the story goes on to say that Jennings is telling people there are only two things that make life worth living is irresponsible. A horrible message like that can only make people want to take their lives. This is not okay. This is not the world we want to live in. So that comes out of Fox News. And one the station WSOX in FM up there said, man, I could take all these negative emails. I'm getting almost 160 of them. So we're just going to take Waylon Jennings off the air. Can you believe that?
Sounds a bit drastic to me.
I read the whole story.
Where were they 35 years ago when that came out?
Right.
Where were they? You had 35 years to think about it, and this is the best you can do?
Two things to think about, right. And then after the story is run, I read the last line. Oh, folks, and by the way, this story is completely made up.
Oh.
Just you've been
not even
correct.
An April Fool's, right.
I was hooked by
oh, they're,
it.
Oh, they're, it's a play on Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Christmas and all the various lingo language and all the stuff involved. We've seen so much over the Christmas
holiday. Well, I hear the Lincoln owners are going to go, they're cutting up in arms over a song that came out almost 50 years ago called You're Gonna Drive Me to Drinking If You Don't Stop Driving That Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh, there. That's right. What was the name of that song?
I just gave it to
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Hot
yeah.
Rod Lincoln.
Yeah,
I think so.
Restaurant secrets you guys might not be aware of. I'm going to give you a few. They're saying that particularly over the holidays, seafood stews and soups feature fish too old to serve any other way in the soup.
Oh, no.
Be careful when you eat that soup. The dirtiest item in most restaurants is the menu. Rarely, if ever, is it cleaned. Three baskets of bread and chips have probably been served to other tables before they got to you. Four, even your dog wouldn't want to see how the busboy throws your leftover food into a doggy bag. Insist on doing this yourself. Don't have him put it in the doggy bag. And five, wine by the glass is often poured from a bottle opened days ago. So a few items to think about when you go to your favorite restaurant to...
Now that you've ruined it for us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Jim,
I have heard that about the menus.
I did.
Because so many people handle them.
I did have a lady that did some work for me here a few years back, and she'd been at a very popular restaurant in our town. And she said she quit and says, don't ever go to that restaurant. She, why? She says, well, anything you leave over, like the bread and the butter, everything you leave over is served. They just put it in another basket.
Now,
you know that our listeners out there know that when you want good food, you come to Louisiana. So you should be eating those restaurants where it comes out piping hot, wrapped in a little, your own little loaf and wrapped
with a little
in a napkin. Oh, yeah.
But you remember that movie several years
really
ago with...
It has not been touched.
Le Cage aux Folles, you know, Birds of a Feather. You had Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. And he owns a restaurant in Miami. And you see one scene where it's following him through the restaurant as he's taking care of everything. He goes into the kitchen. Just as he opened the doors to the kitchen, a chicken or a quail had dropped on the floor. And the guy was trying to fish it off the floor. Then he gets it and he puts it back on the plate ready to serve. And Robin Williams just looks at it and sort of deadpans at the camera and just rolls his eyes and keeps going.
Okay. Well, you folks, to stay tuned. Our next segment, we've got the great Christian. Christian has probably been on Johnny Carson's show more than any other guest that Johnny Carson ever had. He's going to project the future and tell us what we can expect in 2019. Then we've got several other guests about New Year's party etiquette, New Year's resolutions. So we're going to talk a lot about that here later on in the show. I want to get serious for a minute, though. Did you see the video I've seen on a number of occasions about the young wrestler who was made to cut his dreadlocks?
I did see that.
Yeah, it's really stirred a lot of controversy, and humiliating to the young man. He's standing up there, and you see the YouTube video that's been seen millions of times where scissors are taken, and the referee is cutting all his dreadlocks off his hair.
And who gave the right to the referee to do something like that?
Well, the National Federation of State High School Associations, they dictate the rules for high school wrestling matches, and one of its points of emphasis is that it should ensure that all equipment worn on the mat, including hair coverings, fits snug to a wrestler's body. And apparently he could wear kind of a hair mat or something, which he did not give. And the other thing in defense of those who made him cut his dreadlocks are saying that he did not, he was very, very late for the weigh-in where you come in and get looked over. And so he was running late, and the referee was not there when he came in with the dreadlocks. And he didn't have a special scarf to put on his head to tighten it up, which is part of the national rules. So the ref says, referee's getting a lot of criticism out of it. I thought it was way overblown, that something couldn't be worked out for the kid to have to cut his dreadlocks, but there's been a huge response to it in national media. So,
well, it's terrible to watch it happening. I mean, I wonder why they would not have just disqualified him if he wasn't, you know, fitting the rules.
Or delayed the match.
Had some discussion about this. But, yes, having someone come forward and cut them, it was heartbreaking to see it happen.
Well, particularly when you get into the high tension that dreadlocks are often tied in with a racial quotient, that the dreadlocks are worn primarily by African Americans. And so I would be offended. I was offended by the cutting. Something should have been done, either postponing the match, as you say, maybe even disqualifying the young man, saying, look, these are the rules. Now, I don't know, were those rules very clear? It's not like the dreadlocks were new. You know, I wonder why his coach...
Well, they said he'd wrestled before with them like that. He'd gotten by with it, and they wondered why this time was different. I don't know.
Well, I blame his coach, too, for not following the rule. Anyway, it was very a concerning issue to watch that young man have his hair cut like that. So, hey, the great Christian's coming up. He's going to project the future for us, what we can look for in 2019. He's our guest, X-Nup. So, look, freshen up your coffee. Leo Honeycutt, Ronna Gray, and I will be right back with you right after this message.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No breakthrough in sight to end the partial federal government shutdown. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to be elected Speaker of the House on Thursday, says the House will act on a funding measure once she is. Republicans like Congressman Steve Womack of Alaska says she shouldn't be waiting.
Let's just be honest. She has been too busy trying to secure the votes to become the Speaker of the House and not enough time spent securing our border.
The obstacle to getting a funding bill passed remains that President Trump wants $5 billion for a border wall, while Democrats are offering $1.3 billion for border security that does not include a wall. Major U.S. newspapers were struck by a cyber attack that delayed many paper deliveries yesterday. The L.A. Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other papers affected. The origin of the attack is not yet known. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. And do we have a treat coming up right now? Those Johnny Carson fans like me will find this person appeared on Johnny Carson probably more than anybody else. He is a legend throughout this country, and he projects and predicts the future. We're honored to have him on the show. I want you to welcome here with us right now the amazing Kreskin.
Jim, I want to tell you. Yeah, you got two people there with you. Did I hear you mention a couple that were with you right now, Jim?
Yeah, when I have a heavyweight guest like you, I got to bring in all the troops. This is such a big, big show we're going to have.
And we're on parole.
Right, and we're all here. We're all here sitting on the edge of our seats.
By the way, and I always say this to Jim, and sometimes if I'm in the area and I'm working there for a few days, I'll come on the show live, but I want both of you to know that are with Jim that I dare not read his thoughts on the air. But other than that, things will be fine. I mean, we won't about, you know.
Let me ask you.
Please spare our delicate ears.
Kreskin, let me ask you this. Kreskin, let me ask you this. I made the mistake when we were talking. They said, who's on the show coming up? And I said, well, it's the great Kreskin. And they jump right and says, no, it's the amazing Kreskin. And so what would you rather
right
be?
You are, sir.
Would you rather be amazing or would you rather be great? What do you think on your epitaph?
Well, let me tell you, the truth of the matter is that, and it's in, because of something I'm about to announce, that I, one of the most thrilling moments in my entire career, but I never intended to use the title amazing, and it happened in an accidental way in the 70s and so forth, when I was starting to do the Carson show and what have you in the 80s. I'd be going on an airplane in New York or wherever in the country, and or coming off, and people going on or would say, "Hi, amazing," and I'd be coming, "Hi, amazing." I'd say to my road manager, "Yeah, it's nice. That's the way they feel about my work," and so forth. Then I find out, and I couldn't believe that I didn't discover this sooner, but it was a routine. The night before I was going to be on Carson, or if it was Friday and I was going to be on Monday, Carson would sit with Ed McMahon and say, you know, we had Kristen on last month, and he was only 90% amazing. Ed McMahon said, Johnny, it was 92% amazing. And they had a routine that they did. So that's how I didn't even know why people kept calling me amazing until that took place. So guess what? Talk about, and the three of you will probably nod your head and feel that that does show that Kreskin is damaged mentally in some way. About a year or so ago, I'm talking about this on a network television show, and they said, "Well, Kreskin, what is your legally when you're working professionally or so forth? What's your legal name?" I said, "Well, the name, my original name was Kreskin, but my legal name is Kreskin." Well, they said, "Is that the whole thing?" And like a fool, swear to God, I reached into my pocket, took out of my wallet my credit card, and the brilliance of all stupidity, held the credit card close to the camera so people could see T.A. Kreskin. There's only one problem. They saw other information, and within 24 hours, I had to change credit cards and everything. Stupidity! The height of stupidity. But no, my credit cards say T.A. Amazing, and T.A. Kreskin, and that's how it all came about. But all
the amazing.
Carson, yeah.
Well, that's one.
But anyway, by the way, as I said to you the last time, I mean, we're trying to imagine that I did, as of a year and a half ago, I've flown 3.5 million miles. And I was going on a United flight a few weeks ago, and years ago I used to sit in the cockpit a lot of times with the pilots, which you can't do anymore, and I understand that. But I'm sitting in the plane, we didn't take off yet, and one of the services comes over and says, "Kreskin, would you come over to the cockpit? The pilots want to just talk to you for a moment." So I walk down the aisle, go to the cockpit, and the two guys are there. And they say, "Kreskin, you know us, but we can't believe this. The two of us have been in this business all our lives, and combined we haven't flown 3.5 million miles." So, if people say, with all the frequent flyers, what do I want to go on vacation? I want to go on a canoe trip, a slow wagon, a horse or something. Did you hear the new announcement about the airlines? One of these shows, I didn't see it, but some of the people told me, one of the newsmen said, "I don't know how to tell you folks this. This is hard to believe." It was one airline that started it, and now I'm told four others are going to. The bathroom in the airlines is now much smaller than it was 2, 3, 4 months ago. The reason
I read
why,
that.
The reason why, as you well know, the reason, it allows 4, 5, or 6 more seats on the airline. I'm not saying it's greed, because, I mean, God forbid that the airlines, you know, if they're going to be greedy, before you know it, they're going to be charging to check luggage on a plane, which they never did for the years. But anyway, hey, you guys, I got to tell you something, Jim, and I just in the quick response of your two co-hosts, you got a very warm crew of people. They're flaky, but they're warm.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a tough crowd.
I've known that all over for a long time.
I know I've told you this before when you were on, but I'm so flaky. This is Rana. I'm so flaky that Rana. when I worked for Jim back in the 1980s, and he was Secretary of State of the state of Louisiana,
there was a conference. Jim Brown was?
Jim Brown was.
Oh, yeah.
He was at a conference that I was also attending in Minot, North Dakota, and while he had a dinner with a lot of the bigwigs, some are now running for president in the next cycle, I went to see the amazing Kreskin. In Minot, North Dakota. So, I'm not flaking. I had my priorities straight.
And you were working with Jim.
I worked for Jim.
And Kreskin, you were performing in South Dakota.
You were performing there, and we were quite excited when we saw it on the marquee there. So the staff had the night off while they were having some function, and so we went to see the amazing Kreskin.
That's amazing.
What's your first name again?
Rana.
I love that name. I just think that's a neat, and the last name, just so I can remember now, your name, Rana, what's the last name, Rana?
Gray. Rana spelled R-A-N-N-A-H.
R-A-N-N-A, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you, I can't take any credit for it.
That goes back almost 34 years ago when she saw you in person.
And Jim, you were in office at that time?
Yeah, I was a minor state official. I was the Secretary of State of the state of Louisiana, and it was a great title. Great. People get confused. They think you're the real Secretary of State.
They think you're a diplomat.
Yeah, I pulled out my credit card. They think I'm dealing with world peace and world hunger and everything like that.
I want you to know, and I, in spite of some of the comments, because people ask me, because I performed in Washington D.C. and they go on the internet, you see pictures of me with Hillary Clinton, and I performed in the home of Donald Trump before he was running for president. I want everybody listening to know that, in spite of what I say, I have nothing against politicians. I just wish that most of them had been on the Titanic. But aside from that,
I'm glad I'm not in office then, Chris.
But I got to tell you something. I want to share this with you folks, because you folks out in Louisiana and around the country, and I've been saying thank you for the past two. Oh, are we going to a break or something?
Yeah, I'm going to take just a very short break. I want to tell our listeners, hold on. We are talking to the amazing Kreskin, the fellow who's going to come on and project the future for us. World-renowned, longtime guest on Johnny Carson. His website information is on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back with the great, amazing Kreskin.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, great show today. I'm here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our guest, the amazing Kreskin, who is world-renowned as someone who projects the future. And Kreskin, you got to take a little time now for us and tell us about 2019. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
You're... That's your pull, right? You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen.
I got to tell you something first that I've gotten thousands of emails, and you folks listening in Louisiana, forgive me for I can't respond to everybody, obviously, but I've read all the emails from you folks and people in England and what have you, and it's and I appreciate your enthusiasm and support. Because we announced, folks, Jim and your crew, we announced 2 weeks ago that a new motion picture has begun production. It's on the life of yours truly. It's being written.
That's amazing.
The script is being written by Patrick Coppola. And I want to tell you something. This is not something that I was searching for or seeking. They came to me. I'm extraordinarily excited about this. And what's interesting, by the way, I get such a kick out of people like you folks have been interviewing me. They're suggesting, is so-and-so going to play you? This person, should this person? And I get a call from people in Hollywood and some of the producers in broadcast and say, you know, so-and-so should play you. But I don't want to suggest anybody because that's not my business. They know the business. I'll tell you what's exciting about this. Because I started my work and my ability began when I was a young man and so forth in my preteens, they're going to have someone play me earlier in life because they want to run through so many of the experiences I had through my career. And I got to tell you something. You can't imagine a more exciting thing just to be aware of that this is going on. So,
By the way, who's going to play you, Chris? Brad Pitt? George Clooney? Who are they going to get to play you?
I got to tell you something. It's incredible that you have mentioned about a dozen people in broadcasting have mentioned George Clooney. That's interesting. One or two mentioned Brad Pitt, but they mentioned Clooney. They said he could handle a serious role that would still have the touch of humor that you have to it and what have you. But I really don't know. By the way, I want to warn you folks and all the listeners, we're leaving certain areas of my life out because I don't want to go to prison. I'm only joking. I'm just joking. But isn't that...
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you. You have no idea. This has been one of the most... our Christmas Eve was almost kind of a celebration. I've always loved Christmas, but I've been very blessed, and it's... And you know, but a lot of the public doesn't know, I think, Jim, you are aware of it because we've alluded to it from time to time, but I've always felt you got to give something back for any success, whatever you do in life, whether it's to friends, family, or the public, what have you. And I have been involved in 86 crime cases in my life. 86. I wasn't successful or helpful in all, maybe only a third of them. And it wasn't that I looked into some crystal ball. I tried it, and I find I get massive headaches, so I don't do things like that. But in a lot, some of the cases, there were traumatic experiences. Brain seizures where people couldn't remember and so forth, and it's been one of my work. I don't know how anybody, by the way, could be in law enforcement today, because you got to be a lawyer, you got to be a judge, you got to be a psychologist, what have you. But and I could not do this for a full time living, because when you see some of the cases that have involved young people and so forth, it just breaks your heart. But that's another side of me that they're going to bring out in the movie, you know.
Well, we're excited about the movie, and we're sure going to talk to you before the movie comes out and tell us what
Jim, know this. I have a new book coming out probably in February, but keep in touch with me. It's my 21st book. I've written 21 books. This is not, they're buzzing. I'm on the air right now, Jim. It's my secretary, but don't worry. So anyway, it's because of so many experiences I have, you know, traveling so constantly, I'm on the air right now, Jim. She says, got a message across. But the experiences that I could tell you about, including one in which a psychotic person attempted to murder me and how I handled it, and I'm still here. There's some people who are very disappointed that he was not successful, that at least they know.
Not us.
But you know,
hey, Chris, we've only got a few more minutes left, but give us your best projection for 2019 now. That's your foray. You are the predictor of predictions.
Let me tell you something that has gotten a gigantic amount of response. I just did earlier today a new show where they devoted 15 minutes, and they said, Chris, we want to, and I've been called by sociologists. A few nights ago, I had a performance after the professor at a university for 30 years who went to the same university. He said, Chris, you've got to let the public know what the hell is going on. Young people are not going to tell their parents. College students do not discuss it with professors. They say, well, you know, you've done over 1,000 colleges. We know students will sometimes confide in you. One of my predictions is simply this. The next year or two, you're going to find young people in their very late teens or early 20s, going to college or what have you, taking less and less and less. You heard me. Taking less and less and less. Oh, they'll go to an affair where it's a drinking place where the music is loud, noisy, very, very noisy. And professors say, Kreskin, does the parents know how much more common this is? The reason? The reason is because young people are not as blind as we sometimes forget. They've heard all the news. They hear the news because we've got 24-hour news, and I understand they're going to introduce in the near future 38 hours news a day. But the students are aware that more and more people are remembering past experiences when they met someone 18 years ago and were molested, abused, and what have you. I'm against sexual attacks, sexual molestation. It's a crime. But the problem now is you're hearing more and more people that remembered 23 years ago this happened. In the future, some are going to remember 98 years ago that this happened to me and what have you. And you now have attorneys that are making a full-time, those three famous women attorneys, one of which you don't know, is giving money under the table to someone some of the people that are making the accusations. This is not my theory. I know this for a fact. So young people are now becoming concerned. They're afraid to meet someone and become personal because they're afraid. Will they touch you? You see what they say to me, Chris, and I'm afraid to nod. I hear all these things going on. And it's slowly eroding our sociological structure, and nobody is talking about it because the young people are not sharing this. One of the great problems in the next few years for young people, and by the way, psychologists have agreed with me massively, is you're going to see a phenomenon called loneliness. They're going to become lonely because our friendships today are not solid. Not when you show me someone that has 200 friends on a cell phone, and I will show you someone who has no friends and is a very lonely person. Friendship is an interpersonal relationship, and that is slowly losing itself in our culture.
I think you're right on. I think you have no idea.
I got to tell you, the calls I've gotten from professional people and from professors at universities say, Kreskin, somebody has to talk. I'm not a negative person. You know me. I'm an entertainer. But I feel because of my work and what I've been confided in by students who feel they can trust me. And so I just feel I have to share this. And we got to keep in touch. After the first of the year, we got to talk about the book. And you got a good crew there. I wish you all a happy new year and all your listeners. But in the spirit of broadcasting, I'm not going to say goodbye to you. Let's just say in the spirit of broadcasting, to be continued. Okay, my friends.
Right. And I'm going to start thinking about who's going to play me in that movie. That young woman in that audience in Minot, North Dakota, going, look, it's the amazing Kreskin.
Angelina Jolie. I think so.
Why not?
I love your name. And listen, sometime, God willing, I got to see you all in person, okay?
That'd be great.
Kreskin, we'd like to.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care. That's the amazing Kreskin. His website is www.amazingkreskin.com. Had him on the show a lot of times. He's all over the map, but he's an interesting guy, and he makes some pretty good projections that go on, and so we're glad to have him be our guest.
That loneliness is a sobering projection, but I think he's right on as well.
I want to talk about that on a book I read here later on in the show about loneliness and what the lack of personal relationships can do to a person. So, hey, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour. Come on back with a number of new guests talking about having a happy new year. Lots more on the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. Take a break for the news. You guys freshen up your coffee. Come on back with us. We'll make a lot more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Rhonda Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.